This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You saw what's happening in New York. The question is, why is the outbreak so especially devastating there? New York City is the densest metro area in the country. That's the most obvious answer, probably the biggest problem. The city also has an awful lot of people traveling to and from other infected countries, and that's significant too. But it's not the whole story. As this deadly virus emerged from eastern China and began to spread inexorably across the globe, clearly headed here, leaders in New York not only failed to shield their citizens from it, they took affirmative and aggressive steps to increase the risk to their population. Why would they do that? Well, because they were worried far more about being called racist than protecting human lives. That's not an overstatement. That's not hyperbole. Watch the city's health commissioner, Osiris Barbett, urge New Yorkers to spend as much time as possible in crowded public places. Keep in mind, this video was from February 2nd of this year. That was long after the threat from the Chinese coronavirus was obvious to anyone who was paying attention.
The risk to New Yorkers for coronavirus is low, and that our preparedness as a city is very high. There is no reason not to take the subway, not to take the bus, not to go out to your favorite restaurant, and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday. I'm going to be there.
Take the subway, go to dinner, people cheer. They feel good about themselves. Future generations, though, are going to watch that video with their jaws open in disbelief. How could someone charged with protecting public health so recklessly endanger it? They'll watch this performance from State Senator John Liu, too. Liu suggested that people who might be concerned in any way about contracting a deadly disease, or who might be interested in where it came from, must be, and you guessed it, bigots.
But there's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers. We are a hardy people. As an Asian American, I've been somewhat disturbed, if not outright appalled, at some of the comments or gestures that I have seen. Diseases originate from anywhere or from particular places in the world.
In other words, as a member of a protected interest group, I'm ordering you to ignore this threat to your family on moral grounds. Go to the parade or else. That's what Liu was saying. Let's hope that in the wake of this disaster, after John Liu has lost his job and we can all think clearly again, people will stop talking this way in public for good. It was always the most brutal form of social control, masquerading as sensitivity and caring. Now we know it was infecting the public with disease. But at the time, sentiments like this were universal among big city public officials. State Senator Brian Kavanaugh, for example, decided to embark on a crusade against what he called misinformation, a euphemism, as it so often is, for accurate information. Kavanaugh encouraged people to head to Chinatown for a festival.
It's very important that we recognize that this holiday and this festival is of tremendous significance for many communities in our state, and it is very important that we ensure that we don't have misinformation. And many in the media have been covering this issue as if it's, you know, a terrible plague that people have to avoid.
If you don't go to a crowded public place immediately, you're a racist. Look at those people telling you that, demanding that you do that, hectoring you, badgering you, exerting moral blackmail on you to expose yourself. By early March, coronavirus was clearly becoming a major problem in the United States. But for elected officials in New York, the only problem was their constituents' racist worries about staying alive. On March 2nd, this March 2nd. Mayor Bill de Blasio tweeted this, quote, "Since I'm encouraging New Yorkers to go on with your lives, plus get out on the town, despite coronavirus."
Sunday transmission. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We have been at the very tip of the spear in the last 9 weeks, chronicling what began to unfold in late December, early January in Wuhan province. And there have been a lot of different puzzle pieces to this entire structure. But now that we have been able to look at all of those different pieces and study them, we're getting a very, very, very clear picture of exactly what is going on and what is unfolding. And so I'm going to do my best today here on this live March 29th, 2020 Sunday transmission. To do that, I also intend to open the phones up for all of you in the second hour. But right now, I think it's just best if I go over some of these headlines for you, and then at the bottom of the hour, I'll tell you currently what the best thinking is from yours truly on what I see unfolding and what I see taking place. But a lot of the things I'm going to cover here really speak for themselves. And so I'm just going to play these clips back to back here for you. This is Fauci at the NIH warns 100 to 200,000 Americans could die from coronavirus. Then we have Pelosi saying that Trump is getting people killed when it's the Democrats that tried to block him blocking the Chinese flights and who said everything was fine the first couple months. And then Lindsey Graham has an excellent response to what Pelosi had to say, and then I'll go over some of the latest headlines for you here on this live Sunday show, but here are those clips.
Well, Dr. Birx said yesterday, as you know, that she doesn't think any city will be spared from this virus. How many cases do you think the U.S. will reach? A million cases? 10 million cases? Or do we not even have any idea?
You know, Jake, to be honest with you, we don't really have any firm idea. There are things called models. And when someone creates a model, they put in various assumptions. And the model is only as good and as accurate as your assumptions. And whenever the modelers come in, they give a worst-case scenario and a best-case scenario. Generally, the reality is somewhere in the middle. I've never seen a model of the diseases that I've dealt with which the worst case scenario actually came out. They always overshoot. So when you use numbers like a million and a half, 2 million, that almost certainly is off the chart Now, it's not impossible, but very, very unlikely. So it's difficult to present. I mean, looking at what we're seeing now, you know, I would say between 100,000 and 200,000 cases, but I don't want to be held to that.
For joining us, I hope you are well and safe. I know your home district of San Francisco has been particularly hard hit. President Trump is considering relaxing federal guidelines for coronavirus for some of the less affected parts of the country. Do you think he should?
Well, first of all, let me just say how sad it is that even since the president's signing of the bill, the number of deaths reported has doubled from 1,000 to 2,000 in our country. This is such a very, very sad time for us. So we should be taking every precaution. What the president, his denial at the beginning was deadly. His delaying of getting equipment to where it continues, his delay in getting equipment to where it's needed is deadly. And now I think the best thing would be to do is to prevent more loss of life rather than open things up so that, because we just don't know. We have to have testing, testing, testing. That's what we said from the start before we can evaluate what the nature of it is in some of these other regions as well. I don't know what the purpose of that is. I don't know what the scientists are saying to him. I don't know what the scientists said to him. When did this president know about this? And what did he know? What did he know and when did he know it? That's for an after-action review. But as the president fiddles, people are dying. And we just have to take every precaution.
Behind the curtain to tell us how this all shook out, Senator, because Nancy Pelosi said she did jujitsu
right.
on this relief bill to get it where it needs to be. And this morning, this weekend, she is saying that the president is fiddling around while people are dying, Senator.
No, what she said, she's blaming the President of the United States for people dying because of the way he's led the country. That's the most shameful, disgusting statement by any politician in modern history. Let me tell you, we've seen the best of America from our citizens helping each other, delivering groceries, having special shopping hours for senior citizens. She's the first politician to blame another politician for people dying. This is the same Speaker of the House who held up the bill in the Senate for days because she wanted same-day voting. She wanted carbon neutrality for the airlines. She wanted $75 million for the Endowment for the Humanities and $25 million for the Kennedy Center. She is the one that held up the package in the Senate for days to get the Green New Deal put in a recovery package. So it's the most shameful, disgusting thing I've heard yet, and it needs to stop.
You know, it's beyond disgusting. Biden, Hillary, Pelosi, Maxine Waters, all of them have so much neurological damage because they're so drug-addled and quite frankly, ancient, that they have trouble even talking. She didn't have the speech impediment a year ago. Biden didn't have it 2 years ago. They're literally rotting and falling apart in front of us.
I'm talking like this, the president, what did he know? When did he know it?
Quoting stuff from the Nixon era. And it's just hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. And then they're the ones that said don't stop flights from China until a month ago. They're the ones that said go out to big public events. Trump's lying. Don't listen to him. They're the ones that did all this, and then now they turn around and they go, every time someone dies, it's President Trump's fault. We definitely called that 8 weeks ago, and we said the president's got to get out ahead of this. Because the Democrats are saying, oh, it's no problem now to sucker him in, because they think people don't have a memory, and then as soon as it is a dangerous virus, as soon as it is an aggressive virus, as soon as it is the flu on steroids, as soon as it kills 50, 60, 100, 200,000 people, that's the ballpark, then it will all be Trump's fault. And the main target is the economy. And now they admit all of that. So I'm so upset about this that I'm having trouble talking. But I'm going to do my best when we come back, to just go over all the headlines, the latest developments in rapid fire. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to give you the best thinking on all the pieces of the puzzle we have and how those pieces of the puzzle all come together and how they intersect to understand what's happening. Because there's multi-layers to this. But the big takeaway is the Rockefeller Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have both tried to develop systems to sterilize the population. We know the Gardasil shot killed people in trials, but they did an emergency government order so that they could have it bypass and get liability protection by calling in an emergency drug. That's what Rick Perry did, one of his great sins. I'm not even anti-Rick Perry. He got, you know, bamboozled into it by the medical tyranny. And the Gardasil sterilizes a lot of the women that take it. Little girls. That's on record now. Just search engine that. I mean, they admit that in the medical studies. Well, now COVID-19, the way the scientists describe it is it basically eats your testicles and sterilizes you. The virus is designed to eat your testicles. So now we know why it hits mainly men.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on this Sunday transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. There are so many facets and angles of this, and I'm going to get into them next segment, but right now I'm just going to hit the breaking news, the latest that's unfolding with this virus. But understand this. I didn't want to make statements about the virus and where it came from and exactly who was behind it and just how deadly it was until we got some real optics on it, because you can't believe a word that comes out of the Chi-Com's mouths. But now we're getting a very, very clear picture, and it's exactly what I thought 8-9 weeks ago, what I surmised. Now it's coming into view, it's focusing, and it's very, very nasty. And there's a bunch of different agendas tied to it, and the evidence is overwhelming that it was released on purpose. I told Trump 8 weeks ago, get out ahead of it. It's a Chi-Com weapon. Presented the evidence on air of the former head of the former top lawyer that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law. All the other experts. And that was the analysis then. Now it's becoming crystal clear that that is indeed the case. That's what the Chi-Coms are blaming the U.S. Army for it. So let's go ahead and go through the facts. But notice that's the one agency that hasn't been totally penetrated by the communist Chinese is the Army and the Marines, to a certain extent. Even though the Marines' slogan, gung-ho, is a Chi-Com statement and slogan. They didn't know that. But notice when they address their enemy, it's the U.S. Army. Nice little tidbit for folks that know about the different things going on in the deep state. All right, let's go ahead and walk through this. Coronavirus updates. U.S. Deaths top 2,100 as CDC issues travel advisory for three states. Oh, and by the way, President Trump is set to give a update in the Rose Garden any time now. We're watching that feed live. And the minute he comes out, we will go to the president. So coronavirus, U.S. deaths top 2,100 as CDC issues travel advisory for three states, New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey, but also looking at travel restrictions, at least advisories on the city of New Orleans. Donald Trump considered quarantine for New York, but says it won't be necessary. Impeachment 2.0, how Dems and Soros are using COVID-19 crisis to disrupt Trump's 2020 bid, try to destroy the economy. Hillary Clinton makes a joke out of coronavirus, says Trump did promise America's first. Then she retweeted the GQ lady saying America is a asshole country. I interviewed a whistleblower that is actually high level in the federal coordination of the COVID-19 response in Texas. And he pointed out that we've done roughly 100 times the testing that any other country's done, more than all countries combined. And so that's why we're the leader in it, because we've tested the most people. China stopped testing. Pelosi says that it's Trump's fault every death and that it's his fault. Even though the Democrats, the ones that try to keep the borders and the flights from China still coming in. Here's the exclusive article from Band.video. Whistleblower exposes huge coronavirus secret. The United States has done most testing, and so it has the most cases. Fauci warns 100,000, 200,000 Americans could die from coronavirus in a speech he gave, breakdown he gave yesterday. He warned, though, that that's with current models, and they don't know how accurate those are. As the testing goes up, they'll see if the death rate is as high as they previously thought. Let's pray it's not. Lindsey Graham, again, rips into Pelosi for blaming Trump for coronavirus death, says it's the most politically disgusting thing he's ever seen.
Well, especially when they're the ones saying to stand down 6 weeks ago. Another big study out of Washington State. They predict 80,000 coronavirus deaths expected in the U.S. by summer. Meanwhile, COVID-19 crisis could trigger global food shortages. The UN warns that there's already slowdowns in food production and food delivery around the planet. Now, this is a really big article we're going to detail coming up in the last segment of this hour. Downing Street says China faces a reckoning over the coronavirus, outraged by them saying that the Pentagon or the army launched the attack, when clearly China is covering up the entire event, using it for political control, and Downing Street believes they may have purposely released it. Meanwhile, British scientific advisors, China covering up full extent of coronavirus could be 40 times worse than reported. That's an InfoWars.com article that links to statements made by 10 Downing Street. China's efforts to blame coronavirus on a U.S. Army delegation to Wuhan infuriate number 10. That's another article out of the Daily Mail. That's all coming up. And then, of course, the really big news that I'm going to be covering next segment. COVID-19 virus may harm male fertility, Chinese scientists say. These are prestigious universities. I went and looked at other studies, and it turns out the same family of virus does attack the testicles. But in their study, it attacks the testicles more than lung tissue and literally eats them, creating bloody lesions so that you cannot produce sperm. Might as well put your testicles in a blender or a wood chipper. I read the study, found other studies, and so now you know why Bill Gates is so pleased. The HPV vaccine attacks the ovaries and reduces females' fertility, hits the eggs, and this hits the testicles. Jack Sprat can eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. So between the HPV and the coronavirus, they lick the platter clean. Total sterilization. Chinese scientists raise concern over potential link between coronavirus and male fertility. You read the study. It's not a link. They said, we're looking at hundreds of patients, and their testicles are gone. They're bloody balls. Literally. Just like the lungs. Bloody. Eaten. There's all those angles. Oh, and even the Wall Street Journal is saying what we're saying. Coronavirus and autocrats. Never let a pandemic go to waste. Autocrats, another way to say dictatorship by the bureaucrats. That's what an autocracy is. Also, global pandemic response, handling government sweeping powers they may never relinquish. Meanwhile, the West faces social bomb as pandemic sparks unrest amongst the poorest. Mainly the Islamic areas aren't following it. Oh, and Governor Cuomo had to admit in a press conference that he's got a stockpile of more than 20,000 respirators in New York. He keeps saying that Trump hadn't given them. De Blasio said that that hadn't happened, when he's sitting on top of a giant stockpile that each major state has. Total deception. Total and complete lies, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what these people do. I mean, you see Pelosi up there saying every death is Trump's fault. I played the clip earlier. We'll probably play it again. It's up on InfoWars.com. Oh, meanwhile, Communist China and Singapore, other authoritarian systems, are the model of how we respond to the lockdowns, the social distancing, to the drones shouting orders at us. So now the U.S. is using drones in California. They bought from the Communist Chinese government, equipped and designed by the police over there to shout orders, and now England's doing it. Coronavirus. UK Council deploys talking drones that track down lockdown rebels. And then, next hour, Trump just took over the Federal Reserve. I've studied it. I've looked at it. Is that a good thing? Well, overall, but if he just becomes what he took over, is it good? No, it's not. So we'll look deeply at that. Big things are happening.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living amazing defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother,
live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this March 29th Sunday transmission. All right. Folks, tune into this broadcast to hear what I think and what I think is coming next. And we've got a great track record of laying out tomorrow's news today, next year's news today. With this virus and what happened in communist China and the way they tried to cover it up, and the way they tried to blame it on the U.S. Army, and the way the Democrats in the deep state are now trying to blame Trump for it. We predicted all of that 9 weeks ago when this wasn't even a big story. People were asking me, why are you talking about this so much? And we had sources over in China and Hong Kong and Taiwan saying there are major lockdowns, there are people dying, there is people disappearing, they are killing doctors that speak up, and later that was all confirmed. So we asked, are they releasing something else on the population and claiming it's this virus? Or is the virus really that deadly? Or is it a race-specific virus? And we war-gamed that out and had a lot of top experts that have been, you know, proven to have good track records of predicting what's happening. Then a major Indian university came out that's prestigious, that has access to the gene editing software and programs in India. And they scanned it, and they said, this is ridiculous. It's totally man-made. It's four different viruses welded together with an HIV delivery system on it. And then another major institute came out in the U.S., and then another one in Europe. And they looked at it, even saw the protein injection points on either side where the gene gun, because this is not, they just, you know, fire these things in, and they're so small, and then they try to then isolate one with electron microscopes, what I'm told. I'm not a scientist. I read what they say, to try to then get the virus they want. Now, who made it? Who did it? We don't know. We know in 2015, there was a major national debate. It was in the Journal of Science. It was everywhere. Why did Obama authorize a North Carolina university Level 4 bioweapons facility to sell them a chimera coronavirus that was very similar to this? And then why did it come out of Wuhan when there's a Level 4 bioweapons lab? So we know it's manufactured, probably released by the Chi-Coms, but they certainly played it down while they let 5 million people get out of Wuhan and while they sent massive numbers of Chinese citizens to Australia, to South Korea, to Japan, to the United States, and other places to buy up all the surgical masks and other medical devices and equipment to bring it back to China. The left said, bring them in. Don't block the flights. And the CDC brought in Americans by the thousands and didn't even test them. And we said, why are you bringing in here? That was 5-6 weeks ago. Then we began to point out, myself, Mike Adams, many others, before anybody else did, that they're going to blame Trump when this starts killing a bunch of people, because he went along at first with the Democrats' talking point of, hey, the economy's okay, just like the flu, yeah, it'll kill some folks, but we're going to be okay. Trump kind of bought into that at first. We said, whoa, 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 whoa. They're not going to call the Democrats on that. They're going to call you on that. You're being set up. We were dead on. Then I saw the stock market plunge 5,000-7,000 points, and I said, okay, folks, now they're overhyping it, say closes for 18 months. We've all got to have special apps to go outside our houses. This is the globalist wet dream. We can't go too far the other way. And so a lot of listeners said, okay, well then, which is it? It's man-made, it's very deadly, and you know, it's a Chi-Com weapon, or don't worry about it. No, it's a man-made weapon that we're learning is really nasty. I'm about to get into that in a moment. But it's meant at many levels to destroy commerce, to destroy open free societies, to attack cash, to attack free societies, to make people accept surveillance grids. It's the perfect globalist weapon, just like the Rockefeller Foundation wrote in 2010. They would want a deadly virus, to again bring in worldwide tyranny, to bring in worldwide control. And that's exactly what the former British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, just said. He said, we need a planetary world government, the London Guardian, to save us from this. We have to get rid of basic freedoms. So we know the attacks on our freedoms and the attacks on our liberty and the attacks on our privacy is being used by these globalists in a bad way. They're trying to exacerbate fear and panic. So we don't want to panic. We don't want to lose our liberties. But at the same time, I'm not saying the virus doesn't kill people, especially the sick and the very, very old. But in the early studies and early info is now being confirmed by universities all over the place. I'm going to some of those here in a moment. That the virus, unlike other viruses, reinfects and attacks a lot of different tissues in the body. It's very, very nasty. In that it hits your lungs first, then later it hits your heart, then it hits your testicles, then it hits your brain, And that's the weaponized nature of this. And everybody's going to end up getting it, whether they, quote, you know, slow the curve, cut the curve. Regardless, this thing is man-made. This thing has the HIV delivery system on it. That's the elephant in the room. And the Chi-Coms are saying that now, and they're saying we did it. With no evidence. When we, America, with our beachhead of patriots trying to get the government back, had already won the trade war. Why on earth would we do something like that? No. Xi Jinping was losing in Taiwan. He was losing on the mainland. He was embarrassed. His system was falling apart. And then this thing comes out and allows them to change the subject from 3 million Muslims in death camps in the west of the country. It changed the subject away from all the things that were happening internally in the nation, and how Xi Jinping was being challenged by riots and all sorts of economic problems across the country. And then the left, they knew, would say Xi Jinping did a great job in our media, but then would attack Trump on every front, try to drive him from power. And now we're getting the white papers from months ago from the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and from Soros groups that indeed they've been planning all along to use the virus against Trump and against the economy. And they've been on TV now admitting that. They're so tone deaf. So that's really the big takeaway for me here, is that this virus is highly communicable. This virus reinfects. This virus is man-made. And until we force a discussion about who did it, who's behind it, it's going to be used as a political weapon against the free world and against our economy. And there's not going to be enough research to know exactly what it was designed to do if we don't get that information from China, who's been completely zip-lipped about it and actually putting out this information. And you notice everything you heard here 8-9 weeks ago is now what the Pentagon's saying, and it's now what 10 Downing Street is saying, and it's now what Trump is saying, because it's the truth. We immerse ourselves in how these globalists and communists operate. And now China is trying for the last 5 weeks to blame Donald Trump and the U.S. Army with zero evidence that this went on. No discussion of Obama, no discussion of them selling him the virus 5 years ago, no discussion of all the level 4 bioweapons labs, only just saying the Army did it. Official Chinese government news is saying that to blame us, to make us the enemy, and they're now in the MSNBC and CNN calling it the Trump virus and the American virus. Mainline news is openly using it as a weapon against us. That tells you everything you need to know. That tells you from A to Z what they're up to. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into how China has been shipping out fake tests to everybody, and how they've been sending out faulty masks on purpose as part of this military operation. And even British intelligence says it's predatory and by design, and they will pay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up 2 more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't.
We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, affordable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
President Trump just started speaking a few minutes ago during the break. We have it backed up in live time from lighthouse.gov and our satellite feed. We're going to go to that in a moment, and then I will get to the coronavirus attacking the male testicles and basically sterilizing people in major studies next hour, and then go to your calls, and then get into the fact that they're blaming the U.S. Army and so much more, and how that has absolutely enraged the Pentagon and British intelligence and others, because they know damn well it's a TRICOM operation. It's key to where it came from, its pedigree, to then stop it, because this is a political weapon. Yes, it kills people. Yes, it's dangerous. But it's like HIV. It comes back in different ways, and it attacks different tissues, and it does different things in the body. And so I am concerned about it. But if you notice, the White House is usually about a week behind InfoWars. See, I don't get talking points from some group. I do real research myself and put out a wide spectrum analysis. We have a big brainstorm here on air. And then with the guests, myself, the callers, the crew, we all come up with the best approximation. And 9 times out of 10, it's the best analysis out there. And so first Trump says it's not a problem. We say, no, you're wrong. It is a problem. Then we say, now don't make it too big a problem, because then that's too big a panic. No point panicking. That'll cause an economic collapse and a depression even worse than the virus. And then now that people aren't as panicked and have found their courage again, then you start seeing the numbers come in that it is going to probably kill 80 to 100,000 people.
But wait till they learn it comes back. Wait till they learn it kills the family jewels. So we're in an information war here, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, I would sell five times more multivitamin zinc supplements like Real Red Pill Plus, and I'd sell way more storable food, and I'd sell way more water filters if I got up here and said, run for the hills, we're all dead. But that's not what I did. We told you it was man-made. We told you it was serious. We told you it reinfected. We told you they were going to try to blame Trump and America. They did exactly that. We told you they'd try to bring down the economy. And at that point, when the left all jumped on it and said it's the end of the world, we simply came out and said, be calm. This is the weaponization of the panic. They're trying to cause a lemming stampede. Everybody be calm. Some people then went, wait a minute. You said this was the big Chi-Com move. You said it was a bioweapon. Why are you saying everything's okay? That's not what I said. I said, don't panic. It's like you chop your leg off. You better calm down, take your belt off, and tie it off. You got 30 seconds to do it before you die, before you pass out from shock and bleed out. Take the belt off, get it tied around your leg. That's what we're saying. This is a globalist assault. We know it. We don't know exactly how bad it's going to be. We don't know what else they're going to pull, but we know this is it. This is 2020. We're only 3 months in, and all hell's already broken loose. But I am constantly reading the studies from all over the world on this virus. And, of course, we even said this about a month ago. I said, watch, I bet it attacks the testicles and the ovaries. There's almost no viruses do that. Of course it does. Now it comes out. It eats them. It's its main target. If it can't eat you, it sure as hell going to kill you. Kill your testicles. Kill your future generations. And you just knew it was coming, folks. And the tabletop exercises and Event 201 and Disease X drills and all the shows about pandemics that came out right before this. Yes, it's all scripted by the globalists. Yes, they're hyping up the fear as much as possible to get power and grab it. But it's a real virus at the heart of it. And we've looked at all the angles of this. They're not telling you stay in your houses because they care about you getting it and dying. They're doing that to set the precedent for control for you to stay in your houses when the real bioweapons get released that kill 50% of the people. This is a test for the big ones. And I put that in my film Endgame 14 years ago. 14 years ago. I've been studying these people. You hear me going, there's all these big Rockefeller studies and all these big UN studies about using a plague to bring in world government. And people go, let's check that. My God, there's all the white papers. Jones, why aren't you covering this white paper on air? I made films about it. All right, let's go to the president. You don't need to buy the DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. It's online free, but it's something you need to watch. You need to check. Okay. Oh, let me say this. You saw the headlines everywhere where they said Jones banned off of his Google app, news app that we've had, that app's about 3 years old, had millions of downloads, by the way, not 100,000. That's the more disinformation Wired put out. And it said Jones put out false information about COVID-19 treatments concerning hydroxychloroquine. All I did was read about Fauci in the World Tribune and in Reuters and in Breitbart saying he would prescribe it to people that had COVID-19, and the EU says it's very promising. Here's an article on a Breitbart. Dr. Anthony Fauci, of course I would prescribe chloroquine to coronavirus patients. Just type in. Dr. Fauci would prescribe chloroquine to COVID-19 patients. That's what I got banned for, because they don't want you having any hope. Are there side effects? Absolutely. So that's what they're coming after us for, ladies and gentlemen. And they had, in the same video that they said I got banned for, I played a Sean Hannity clip where he held up a letter from a doctor, it was later in the news, who treated 350 people with it in New York and had 100% recovery rates, the doctor said, with hydroxychloroquine, the Z-Pak, and high dosages of zinc. That's the video they banned. Me covering a doctor and Fox News. So that's next level banning, folks, and that should really anger you. Yeah, remember Media Matters tattled on Hannity, tried to get him fired for it. What in the world have we reached where they don't want you to have any hope? And that's actually what Fauci said. He said, I want you to have hope, plus it's promising. All I did was cover, hey, good news. Listen, Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus has all the vitamins, all the minerals. It has the preglinone in it as well. And on top of that, Real Red Pill Plus has some natural energy in it as well. Real Red Pill does not have the boost in it. They're both excellent. That's what I personally take. That's an adult formula. For adults and children, we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Advanced Multivitamin Formulation with amino acids as well, Fruit Punch, naturally flavored, dietary supplement. You talk about amazing. This is for you and your children, and all the vitamins and minerals work together. If you don't know about vitamin mineral deficiency and then problems, you're crazy. Just search zinc antiviral. Or vitamin D3, antiviral. Just do it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And you deserve to do that research for yourself. Ask why the left that said bring in the Chinese flights and leave the borders open and then now is blaming Trump for every death. Ask why they're so angry saying, you're not a Dr. Trump. Don't talk about hydroxychloroquine. And then they go, oh, look, a guy drank fishbowl cleaner. Because it had hydroxy in the name. There's a thousand things with hydroxy in the name. But you don't then ban a drug that's been around 70 years that they use in Europe and have doctors where they can't prescribe it because an idiot drank fishbowl cleaner. And they go, well, also, if you, you know, take too much of the Z-Pack, you'll get sick. What? They're on the news going, Trump's so dumb, he says take an antibiotic for a virus because the bacteria carry the damn viruses. This is medical doctors across the board, how they treat it in Europe, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pack, and zinc, period. They don't even want you to know what they do with a 97% to 98% success rate because they want you freaking out and going crazy. So I say it's a real virus. I'm worried about it. The thing's a bioweapon. Who the hell knows what it does in the later phases or what it mutates into? You know they tested that out. But then there's the hype and the fear and how they don't want us to be able to get up here and say, I take zinc. I get sunshine. I drink a lot of water. I wash my hands. I stay away from big crowds. It's incredible. We're the ones that said the virus was serious 8-9 weeks ago because of the economic weapon and because of the unknown, because it was man-made and because it was reoccurring and reinfecting and other strains. And now Iceland scientists say there's 40 strains. French scientists say over 50 strains. This is big, ladies and gentlemen. But the drones and the lockdown and the police state and all of it, that's really what it's all about, is the power grab. There's multiple things going on at the same time, multiple big agendas stacked on top of this. All right, I'll get into the Trump speech. We've backed up to the start. He's still ongoing. We'll get his first big announcements and air that. And then we will open the phones up and take your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. Let's give first-time callers and first responders a chance to get to the front of the line here. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Hour number two coming up, but we'll read the medical studies on how COVID-19 eats men's testicles. Remember how we said in the study showed it mainly hit men 18 to 50? Yeah, it's a depopulation sterilization weapon, for sure. And now it's hitting a lot of old folks as well with another mutation.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.